Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Even just talking about the profane. How about this? And because our Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line is on overdrive right now. 408, Kerr's more of a diplomat. He's not an actual coach. Okay. Four championships. Managing egos that you can't even quantify. Does he have great players? Yeah, so do all of the championship coaches. All of them. I mean, does the Thunder coach not have great players? Is Nikola Jokic, is he not a great player? That doesn't exist.
Well, and what is coaching at that level? So he's got the front row of coaches, including Terry Stotts and Jerry Stackhouse and Ron Adams, and I think Bruce Frazier's a front row guy. Then you got your second row coaches, where you got five or six other guys. You've got a training staff. You've got an analytics staff. You've got a video room. So Steve Kerr is not like I was in high school as a high school coach where it was just me. I had no assistant. And you're running practice. You're making the schedule. You're doing everything. Steve Kerr is the CEO of the coaching staff. So to think he's not coaching, I think, is really short-sighted as far as what these people actually do.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
Well,
he is a diplomat, and that's part of his job as a coach.
He is very, very good at a conversation. He's good at a podium. He's good on our show. Yes, Steve is good at that. Does that shape the way some feel about him, good or bad? There's probably no question. There's no question. But here's something. I love this. This is a great text that just came in, and I want to respond to it. Thank you very much. What area code? 650 says, I don't know why you guys are surprised. Fans have acted the same way towards Shanahan for years, and he hasn't even won any championships, so maybe that could be a justification, but Bay Area fans have become so fickle. Do you agree with that? Has Kyle Shanahan brought about the same reaction that Steve Kerr currently is? I will raise my hand and go, no. Nope.
I would say absolutely.
I don't think so at all. Why do you think that this sounds the same?
Because everyone talks about Shanahan's arrogance and his ego and the fact that he's a great play caller. He's a glorified offensive coordinator. He doesn't know the overtime rules. And, you know, he falls in love with certain plays and he can't win the big one.
Yeah, but those are regular sounding criticisms to me. The Steve Kerr stuff has, it's touched people in an angry place. The Kyle Shanahan thing is, yeah, like you just said, I don't like the arrogance. Boy, somehow they called him a genius. He's not a genius. And then there's the whole what's he won thing.
Yeah.
Well, Steve's won four.
Right.
And
they've won four, and he's been just on the bench for four.
Right.
And that's, being sarcastic, but I'm representing that. Right. The fan base.
He's just Santa Claus along for the ride,
yeah.
And all the reindeer are doing it.
Rolling the ball out, exactly.
There's a piece of that has some validity to it.
When you have the team,
yeah.
You don't automatically win the title. So, Mark Daigneault right now in Oklahoma City, they have the best team, and they won it last year. So now if he doesn't win it again this year, is he all of a sudden not a good coach?
Well, and I would argue that two of the four championships, people did not think they were the best team, and they did win them.
Well, and the first year they went 67-15.
I know, but people were still surprised because they were babies.
Yep.
They were pups in the whole process, and 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, they definitely, hell, they were underdogs in the damn finals. So, like, I don't know how you can sort of skirt credit for all of that, but that's not even what I'm getting at. I'm not telling you have to love Steve Kerr and all the moves he makes. I just don't. I don't know how we got here. This Kuminga / Pods thing is at the center of it, and it has hit so many of you on a personal level that we have moved beyond whether or not you think he's a great coach or the right coach, and we've gotten to, I hate him. You can see, it's everywhere. It's everywhere, and I do not get that. And I will firmly say that I have never in my life as a fan seen a multi-championship coach sort of bring about this reaction from his own fan base. I've never seen anything like this.
I don't know if I have, and part of it is the sign of the time, shout out Prince, and I'm looking at the responses to your tweet from 12:51 today.
Fire away.
@Mark_T_Willard. Unnecessary underscores, but I don't want to get into that here because we're on a roll.
It was unnecessary.
Your tweet, the Kerr disrespect on this app is wild. Talk to you shortly @957TheGame. And you have, at this point, 30 replies, including somebody saying, it's not disrespect. You media people are just catching up to the real convos that fans have been having. And I don't think that we're just catching up, but I do think that that comment hit me because the real convos that fans are having. And I believe that fans are having these convos, sure. But I don't, personally, I don't see the problems with the Warriors right now as all roads leading to Steve Kerr. Are his rotations wonky and off? Absolutely. Could he have done a better job of, quote, developing the younger players? Sure. I think that that's part of it. But if you want to go ahead and rank the problems with this team right now, I got Steve Kerr as a coach at about maybe sixth on my list. I could rattle off an easy five before that.
Oh, for sure.
And so,
for sure.
Yes, and these are the convos that fans have been having. And I get that, but a lot of that is just, it's an easy target.
Yeah, well, and by the way, all of those responses that you're reading, actually, I guess probably you can probably still see all of them.
Yep.
Yeah, at least two or three of them have led to blocks.
Oh, because look at you.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind disagreement. I welcome it. It's absolutely what makes our business go. But when
here's one for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Man, Steve Kerr plays Bay Area media like a fiddle.
And I don't even mind that.
You're a fiddle.
But when you start saying that we're all, you know, oh, everybody's bleep riding, and we're like when you start, when it gets profane, when it gets to name calling, who's got time for this? I don't need to read this. What are we doing here? Honestly. So that's all. I just think that we've gotten completely out of hand with a coach who, you know, my sort of definition in the sports world, when somebody achieves at a really, really high level, even when I don't agree with what they're doing, my first thought is, I wonder why they're doing that. Like, I give them a little, like, boy, I'm not going to just fully say they're right, but I'm going to give them a little space because they've kind of proven that they know what the hell they're doing.
It's resume.
Has Steve Kerr not proven through how many years now? We're at 12?
11 playoff appearances.
Okay. He's not proven.
11 winning records, rather.
It doesn't make him right every time. That's not what I'm saying. But has he proven that he's not a moron? That he's not an absolute moron figurehead? And the point that I really want to drive home that I said earlier, but which I'll never get, don't you all understand that Steph Curry has greenlit every single thing that's happened in this organization and does not want anyone other than Steve Kerr coaching him? And that's what I really don't get, because everyone loves Steph, but right now everyone's mad at Steve and they're completely joined at the hip. And I don't know how you can criticize one and not the other.
And when Steph misses 9 games, I guess that's Steve's fault. He doesn't have his best player because he's almost 38 years old and he's unable to be healthy enough to play all 27. Here's one for you from @ChaseC3HD. He's a blanking clown. Don't be an idiot. Don't be a idiot. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to clean up your grammar.
Grandma.
He's a blanking clown. Don't be a idiot.
Yeah.
12 seasons, 4 titles, 11 seasons with a winning record. He's a blanking clown. Don't be a idiot.
All right. We have a bunch of people who want to talk about it.
I mean, bring him on.
Let's go.
Make sure you use your Twitter handle when you join us. That way I can search up your history.
Robin in the city. Hi, Robin. Thank you for calling. What's up?
I just want to say this might be a little harsh, and y'all might disagree with me, but the Warrior fans are just basically immature little kids. And the fact of the matter is, if you ever want to measure anything in life, you measure the results. And based off the results, Steve Kerr has been excellent. He's not above criticism, but you have to look at the results. That's how you measure things, because based on the results, they don't lie. So I don't think that, and then again, we got a trash roster outside the usual suspects of Dre, I'm not gonna say Butler's trash. Maybe it doesn't work at times, but all the rest of them are poopy and them in the peanut gallery. You need talent to win, and the once in a lifetime dream of developing a Steph and a Draymond and Curry. It's few and far between. And so I think a lot of our fan base need to get their head out in between the butts. And then also look at the talent around the league and the number of garbage. With Curry doesn't play, or Anthony is boring. And I don't see no great talent coming out of college either. I mean, you can't work a miracle, okay? That's all I got to say before I really get mad. Bye, guys.
Robin, thank you. Happy holidays. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that sounds like more of a gripe with the entire NBA and the whole process. Analytics have turned the league into this, that, the other. The process of coming out of college basketball, nobody is refined anymore when they get to the league. It leads to a style of play that for a lot of fans, I think, is hard to watch. I also think that that's the normal thing. Like, I made this you and I had this conversation, I think, a week or two ago. I've never been to a Thanksgiving, as long as I can remember, I've never been to a Thanksgiving where I didn't have some old uncle in the corner of the room
right. Telling
me that it ain't like it used to be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I honestly, since I was 10 years old, And by the way, one of the uncles is still the same guy. He's still with us, and he's still over there in the corner on a big chair telling me that all these advertisements and all the stuff, boy, it's just different. It's different the way they do it. Yeah. So, like, I don't know.
We had Mark Schlereth come on last week and say the same thing about the NFL.
Totally.
Like, the NFL is changed. We don't have padded practices anymore. We don't have double days. And so the football, it's a lot different than it used to be.
We got to be aware of ourselves. Like,
should be aware of this.
Well, what's that?
From at JK Moody Team, we know you're part of Kerr's cult.
Yep.
And don't want to be on his bad side if he becomes a politician. But some of us can see through his word smoke. The guy placed his Nepo kid in every job he had, and by pure cynicism, trying to destroy talented kids' careers. At JK Moody Team.
Yeah.
Guess what? He likes JK and Moody.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Kerr has always struck me as the kind of guy who really dislikes young basketball players and at such a level that he would like to actually ruin them. Like Lance Armstrong style.
Yeah, like Will Richard.
Yeah.
Like Quentin Post.
Bleep that guy.
Like Brandon Pajemski.
Mm-hmm.
He's out to get that young guy.
Well,
all he does is play him 30 minutes a night. That'll teach him. How is that cult, by the way? You guys have chants and stuff?
Oh, yeah. We meet every Thursday night.
So great.
Why do you think I call it the best day of the week?
I don't want to read too many more of these, but
oh, can I tell everybody? Do y'all know that your afternoon hosts, Willard and Dibs, do you know that we're not in charge of the Steve Kerr Weekly interview?
Like when it happens?
No.
We're allowed to ask.
No. Like this is out there a lot. Oh, they gotta be buddy buddy with Kerr or he'll stop coming on the show. Actually, that's not true. I mean, this interview was happening in this time slot before you and I were even in this time
Truth.
Slot.
Truth. Yep.
And actually, I think right now we're probably pretty big favorites to outlast what we're doing and what Steve Kerr's doing. But you get my drift.
Isn't it true that you get handed a page of questions that are produced by quote unquote management? And the air quotes were for you, Lucas. Isn't it true that you're given a script
of
softballs for the Kerr interview?
What if we did a whole interview with Kerr next week where every question started with, isn't it true? We could just do the whole thing as if we were lawyers.
Isn't it true that Pods has pictures of you? Some material that's so embarrassing that you have to play him?
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
I mean, the Pods thing is kind of, it can be a little tough sometimes.
It can.
I mean, like, I get it. I do.
It's, when you watch him play, I think you said this earlier, like, even in a 4-minute span, you can watch him and say, yeah, I get it. I see why you play him. And then it's, oh, God.
Yeah.
How do you play him?
It just, like, it's never one emotion for more than three possessions. Like he's.
Isn't it true that you get paid a bonus for every Draymond Green turnover?
Pods is not scared. He'll shoot a big three.
Stand on it.
And he'll make it. He'll make it sometimes.
Yeah.
And then on the very next possession, he'll be like, I'm going to run in the lane against this 6'8" dude. And when, yeah, that's the sound I make when he does that little running floater dilly bopper. And then the hair, and then the I'm going to be better than Steph. I get it. He can be annoying.
Do you know what he's shooting from three this year?
It's over 40%.
Right, 40.6.
Yeah. It's which is like an absolutely tremendous number.
He's shooting almost 50% in the month of December. But, yeah, Pods must have pictures. Why do you play Pods?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.